Hello, home theater fans, and happy Monday. My name is Todd Anderson, your host and editor at the Home Theater Forum, avnirvana.com, coming to you from our nation's capital on this national holiday that is President's Day. Hope you're able to take a little time off and recharge your batteries. And maybe if you're coming home from the Florida International Audio Expo, you'll give me a chance to give you a little entertainment on your travels. You can watch this podcast on our YouTube channel or listen to it on Spotify and iTunes. Make sure to like and follow us. And if you have a chance to leave us a review, good, bad, or ugly, we'd appreciate it. And of course, come hang out in our Home Theater Forum community over at avnirvana.com. Today is February 19th, 2024, and here is a total mind blower. On this day, 56 years ago, the TV show Mr. Rogers debuted on National Education Television. And if that dates you a little bit right there, NET is now what we call PBS. And we all know that was the birth of a beloved show for many and a revered career. And jumping forward to 2008 in the world of home theater, Toshiba announced its formal recall of its HD DVD platform, ending the format war between it and Sony's Blu-ray disc, which marked a very different outcome for Sony when considering its Betamax format, which ultimately fell victim to VHS. And that's a great segue into our first story of the week, and that's data recently released by the Digital Entertainment Group detailing consumer spending habits on home theater here in the United States. The numbers are for the last year, and overall the segment is very healthy. In fact, it's exceedingly healthy. The report says spending across both digital and physical formats topped $43 billion, which is a 17% increase over 2022. These are just crazy numbers, folks. And last year in 2022, spending hit $37 billion. So we're up basically $6 billion. It's just nuts. That $43 billion mark makes the home entertainment market four times bigger than the commercial cinema market in the United States. Let me repeat that. Four times larger than what we're finding in commercial cinema. And that's not counting sources of revenue associated with streaming, such as advertising dollars, which were up 10% last year. And if we lump those into the numbers, that's another $17 billion. It just totally nuts. Now, on the commercial side of things, things are not all gloom and doom, because the segment saw revenues jump to nearly $10 billion, which is better than 2022, but it's still lagging behind pre-COVID levels. And what's more eye-opening, if we just rewind to 2019, the home market was only twice as big as the commercial theater side of things. Now, back to the home front, because this is where the numbers really start to get wild. The world of physical disc sales, folks, is in total distress. Sales and rentals of all formats of discs, that includes 4K right down to DVD, declined over 25% during 2023, slipping from 2.1 billion to 1.6 billion. So you might be saying to yourself, well, 2 billion in 2023 isn't all that high. And you know, you're right. If we jumped in a time machine and went back a decade, we'd find ourselves in a situation where the U.S. consumers spent $10 billion on physical media. So to say the segment is on life support would be an understatement, in my opinion. This is not good. Now, part of the equation is a massive decline in disc rentals, which crashed during the fourth quarter of 2023, as we saw Netflix shutting down its physical subscription business. In fact, the rental segment is so crippled that the DEG, which again is the Digital Entertainment Group, is only going to track sales of discs going forward. So very informative numbers being reported there. It's hard to imagine a scenario where physical media makes a big comeback this year. So be prepared for more changes to come, and be thankful for companies like Oro who are forging ahead to make sure streaming is a viable, high-quality source in the near future. News from Epson last week caught my eye. They are launching a certified refurbished program for a variety of products, including its projectors, which is really cool. They're calling it Certified Renew, and gear they sell will undergo an in-house process of repair and testing using OEM parts, and it will all be boxed up as if it were brand new. It even carries the same warranty you'd find on brand new gear. I looked at one example, that's Epson's Home Cinema 5050 UB 4K Pro UHD projector. It's a very popular model. This particular model carries a reasonable price tag new through the usual stores and e-commerce sites of $3,000. Amazon also carries it in its own refurbished web store where it's sold for $2,487. It's kind of a weird number. Now, just to note, Amazon claims that this is a refurbished unit that they go through by hand and confirm is working, but they don't give the same details that Epson does in terms of how they go about identifying broken gear and how they fix it. Now, this brings us to the Epson Certified Renew price, which is landing at $2,120, and that includes free shipping. So you're getting great pricing there direct from Epson. If you head over to our homepage, you'll find an article with links in the news section, and that's really exciting news for anyone looking to score a solid deal on some really great gear. And speaking of projectors, things are about to change big time in the European Union, where a new law says projectors with replaceable bulbs may no longer be manufactured in or imported to EU countries. That law is due to go into effect shortly, just in 2026. And yes, unfortunately, it even applies to the manufacture and sale of replacement bulbs. From what I understand, this has to do with the presence of mercury in those bulbs. So the EU is taking steps it perceives to be healthy and environmentally conscious. Stores in the EU will be allowed to sell their remaining stock after the 2026 deadline. So that's good news. But once it's gone, if you live over there, you're pretty much out of luck. So if you have a favorite bulb projector and you're planning on keeping it, now is a good time to squirrel away some replacements. I'm sure pricing is probably going to skyrocket on those as supply begins to dwindle. So now's the time to do it. M&K Sound is launching a new in-wall speaker called the IW500. According to a sales guide, they're targeting Perlisten's S5i and S7i and a KEF THX certified model, all of which are anywhere from $1,500 to $6,000 more expensive than the IW500. Now, the speaker has received a THX Dominus certification, which basically means it's passed a battery of THX lab tests that found it can operate in exceedingly high levels of performance in rooms that are huge. We're talking up to 6,500 cubic feet. Now, the speaker does so using a single soft dome tweeter that's flanked by 2 3-inch mid-range drivers, which on the outer ends are flanked by dual 8-inch woofers. And the way the speaker's waveguide is designed, installers can easily orient the speaker in a vertical or horizontal position without removing and replacing that waveguide. So that's a really nice thing for CI folks out there. Now, I'd like to give AV Nirvana member Natty a shout out for recognizing that M&K did not publish CEA 2030 for measurements for the IW500, which is an ANSI standard that's used to determine the response and directivity and basically the maximum output capabilities of a loudspeaker, and those measurements are something the new CEDIA RP22 recommended practice guidelines actually call for, which makes their lack of reporting a bit of a mystery to me, really. So thank you, Natty. I've reached out to M&K about this, and I'll update the article, maybe jump into the chat again once we get an answer from them. The IW500 carries a price tag of $4,999, and that's per speaker. And lastly, we have some news from Rust Sound, which has launched two new models as part of its AVA series mini audio receivers. These new mini AVRs, they're calling them, kick off a range of 2024 products that are aimed squarely at the custom install circuit. These are highly compact mini receivers. We're talking super small, basically 1.6 by 5.7 by 7.9. Those are all in inches, so you can see it's a really tight, compact package. And they're loaded up with Class D amplification, a universal power supply, so you can easily use them pretty much anywhere, digital inputs, Bluetooth 5.0, a dedicated sub output, and a nice little add-on audio return channel on the HDMI input. And these models can run either a two-channel or three-channel setup based on which model you choose. Oh, and one last thing I have here in my notes, and here's just a little inside baseball. I receive lots of PR throughout each week, much of which pertains to new products, but occasionally I'll get pitches or stories that land a little or actually completely outside of my scope of interest. And this is one that I thought was kind of neat. So just to preface, we're approaching Record Store Day, which lands on April 20th this year. This is really a day that's designed to gas up the excitement engine for the format, but also for CDs with special releases, both on CD and vinyl, and also to give record stores a chance to host things like DJ parties and cookouts and sales and generally get consumers to come in through the doors. Now, a California label named Kraft Recordings reached out to me to announce 8 new releases for Record Store Day this year, including something you may recognize, Collective Soul's platinum-selling fourth album, Dosage. They're also talking about an album called Inner World by the 14th Dalai Lama, which blends his spoken word meditations and music. It sounds really interesting. So this is a very eclectic group of releases. Now, what stuck out to me as unusually interesting are two pressings of B-movie soundtracks. Yeah, that's right. B-movie soundtracks. One is a film called Orca, released in 1977, and the other is called Black Girl, which dates back to 1972. Orca is pressed on what they're calling Blood in the Water red vinyl, and I saw a picture of this, and it looks so cool. It's predominantly this blood red with some black swirls. The other release is on 180-gram clear black swirl colored vinyl. It also looks fantastic. Really good looking stuff. And I have to admit, I'm not familiar with these films. And I looked over the track listings. Nothing stuck out to me as familiar, but this press release really had my attention. I was just thinking about it nonstop for a couple of days. I'm endlessly curious about these releases simply because Kraft Recordings has gone to great lengths to give them these awesome treatments. So record fans out there, I think this is something you need to go check out. And if you do, start a thread on AV Nirvana and let us know what's up. I'm so curious about this. Go to craftrecordings.com for more information. That's craft with a C, C-R-A-F-T, recordings.com. Last week on our streaming show, AV Nirvana Live, we featured Matthias Johansson. He's a co-founder of Dirac, and we had a great discussion about bass and the use of multi-subwoofers, what CDA's RP22 recommended practice guidelines have to say about the matter, and some of Dirac's solutions. And Matthias provided quite a few interesting insights along with breakdowns of concepts. It was really a fascinating discussion. It lasted about 50 minutes, so definitely go and check it out. If you missed it, you can find it over on our YouTube channel. On our next live stream, Sonny Parker is planning to join me as co-host. He is a co-founder of avnirvana.com, and hopefully this is going to mark the beginning of a new chapter in the show. We're working on guests, so stay tuned for more. And if you have any guest requests, please track me down on the forum and let me know what you're thinking. Shifting gears to movies, Chief AV Nirvana disc critic Michael Scott published 2 new reviews since our last episode. One is the 4K release of Footloose, giving it impressive scores for its 4K image, and DTS HDMA 5.1 audio soundtrack. And I think I exposed myself a bit in the discussion thread for that release. You might want to hop over there and help me out. Hopefully a few of you are in the same boat. If not, then I'm all alone on an island, but I'll just leave it all at that. Mike also reviewed a Christmas theme horror movie released by Wellgo USA. That's the same studio that brought us You'd Better Watch Out, which is a holiday horror film that Mike and I both agree is very entertaining to watch. Now, this latest release is called A Creature Was Stirring and officially began shipping last Tuesday. How does it measure up? Well, you just have to go read for yourself. A link to Mike's disc reviews is down in the show notes. And of course, you can always find those reviews on our homepage right now. So we've already talked about the decline of disc sales over the last year. Now it's time to get an idea of the market's current health with data published by Media Play News. Now, last week's numbers showed DVD sales accounted for 63% of the market share. And this week's numbers for data through February 3rd are even more dismal. It's not terrible, but it's a tick up in the bad zone. DVD soaked up 63.5% of sales, with 4K UHD stumbling to just 7%. It's just mind-blowing. It's going backwards. Again, that number is less than half of what we're accustomed to seeing, and I just can't think this is good for the formats. Blu-ray, of course, is landing in the 29% category. Thanksgiving, that's a horror film released by Sony Pictures, nailed down the top spot for disc sales, followed by Trolls Band Together, Oppenheimer, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, and the new action release Silent Night from Lionsgate. Now, if you're wondering what the hottest 4K titles are right now, they are Trainspotting, Dune Part 1, which, if you haven't seen it, see it now, because Dune Part 2 is coming out, and Part 1 was killer. Oppenheimer, and we've got Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning, and that is followed up by John Wick 4. And that list isn't too different for Blu-ray, though Thanksgiving is slipping into the number 4 spot there. Just goes to show, folks, DVD is driving the bus in the format wars right there. On the streaming front, here's a big surprise. Oppenheimer has regained the top spot for most streamed movie, according to JustWatch.com. That's a film that apparently has legs, and when it comes to Barbie, its staying power is much more impressive. Rounding out the top five, we have Suncoast, The Holdovers, Past Lives, and Bottoms, which it's a word I find incredibly cringy. I know a lot of folks out there shudder at the word moist. Well, for me, it's bottom. Oh, boy. For streaming shows, Just Watch reports that True Detective is currently the most popular one, with The Daily Show sliding in at number two, and that's got to be due to the return of Jon Stewart. New on the Kaleidoscape platform, Kscape owners can purchase The Iron Claw in 4K for just $24.99. Now, that one doesn't land on disc until March 26, so you can see it early on Kscape. Also, the Bob Marley film One Love is already up for pre-order. And, of course, every week, Kaleidoscape is getting their hooks into you with a really cool sale. This time, Kscape has slash prices on hot catalog titles. I took a gander and saw some favorites, including Almost Famous and Jaws, Dead Poets Society, Gangs of New York, and the 4K release of Peter Weir's classic Witness. And speaking of Peter Weir, and this is just a total side tangent, I have been crushing my home theater with demo scenes from his epic film Master and Commander over the past week. The opening 20 minutes of that movie are just pure cinema gold, and just, oh man, dynamite with the audio. If you haven't seen it, or if it's been a while, it's time to dial that one up. Now for disc deals of the week. Let's kick things off with a horror classic that is M. Night Shyamalan's The Visit. You can score that one right now for 60% off at $5.99. No 4K release on that one, so it would be a Blu-ray disc. Next up, we have a six-movie collection for The X-Men. That set is only $35.99. Doing my math correctly, that breaks down to just $6 per film. And last but not least, a film that I think is absolutely fantastic, the 4K steelbook version of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's a banger of a film by Quentin Tarantino that can be had for just $22. Links to all of those are down in the description. On the gear front, here are a couple deals to pay attention to. First and foremost, let's revisit a recommend from last week. As you probably know, SVS is in the process of spinning up production of its new Ultra Evolution speakers, and as a result, its entire stock of Ultra speakers, including its tower, bookshelf, and surround models, are on closeout clearance pricing. So if you're looking to stretch your dollar, this is a great chance to score reduced pricing on fabulous speakers. I'm telling you, folks, I reviewed all of these speakers, all three of them, and ended up purchasing the review samples, and I used them for years. They are absolutely killer gear. They sounded and still sound amazing. I'll drop a link to that sale right down in our show notes, so you should head over there and check out the pricing that they have there. And for those of you looking to anchor your room with some serious low-end muscle, and who's not looking to do that? Well, look no further than Monoprice's current Monolith sale on its 15-inch THX ultra-certified 1,000-watt subwoofer. This is a triple-ported sub, making it perfect for big rooms. It can hit well below 20 hertz, and this one right now is 30% off, and that means you save $450 landing the 15-inch on your doorstep for basically $1,000, and that includes free ground shipping. So if you're in the market for reference performance on a budget, that's the way to go. Check the show notes for a link. And my friends, that's a wrap for the week beginning February 19th, 2024. Please be kind to each other out there. Have a fantastic week, and come make your mark on our home theater forum at avnirvana.com.